Type 2, question 1. What is the liquid line? The liquid line is the line between the condenser and the metering device. Question 2. Many refrigeration units use an open compressor. Which part of the compressor is most likely to leak if it is not used for several months? The rotating shaft seal. Question 3. EPA regulations require that all appliances containing more than 50 pounds of refrigerant, except for commercial and industrial process refrigeration, be repaired when the leak rate exceeds 15% of the charge per year. Question 4. In general, what is one routine maintenance task which must be performed on most refrigerant recycling machines? Change oil and filter. Question 5. You can save time recovering the refrigerant from a system by removing as much as possible in the liquid phase. Question 6. Your recovery recycling machine has R502 refrigerant in it. You now have to recover refrigerant from a unit with R22. What must be done before R22 refrigerant can be recovered or recycled? Recover as much of the R502 from the recovery unit as possible, change filter, and evacuate. Question 7. When an air-cooled condenser on the roof of a building and the evaporator on the first floor, recovery should first occur from the liquid line entering the evaporator. Question 7. When an air-cooled condenser on the roof of a building and the evaporator on the first floor, recovery should first occur from the liquid line entering the evaporator. Question 8. Gauge set hoses used for field service work should have self-sealing connectors or hand valves in order to minimize refrigerant release when hoses are connected and disconnected. Question 9. Recycling or recovery equipment using hermetic compressors have the potential to overheat when drawing deep vacuums because the motor relies on the flow of refrigerant through the compressor for cooling. Question 10. When using recovery and recycling equipment manufactured after November 15, 1993, technicians must evacuate an appliance component containing more than 200 pounds of CFC-12 to the following level before making a major repair. 10 inches of HG vacuum. Question 11. After reaching the required vacuum on an appliance, you should wait for at least a few minutes to see if the system pressure rises, indicating that there is still refrigerant in liquid form or in the oil. Question 12. When using recovery and recycling equipment manufactured before November 15, 1993, technicians must evacuate an appliance containing 10 pounds of CFC-500 to the following level before disposing of the appliance. 4 inches of HG vacuum. Question 13. Which of the following repairs would always be considered major under EPA's regulations? Replacement of an evaporator coil. Question 14. Appliances containing CFC refrigerants can be evacuated to atmospheric pressure when leaks in the appliance make evacuation to the prescribed level unattainable. Question 15. You are changing out the compressor of a system containing 40 pounds of R502. Your recycling equipment was manufactured after November 15, 1993. In addition to isolating the compressor as much as possible, Which of the following procedures should you follow? Evacuate the isolated section of the system to 10 inches of vacuum and hold. If the system pressure does not rise, remove the compressor. Question 16. Recovering refrigerant from a system in vapor phase will minimize loss of refrigerant. Question 17. Which of the following statements is not true of recycling and recovery equipment manufactured after November 15, 1993? It must have an oil separator. Question 18. You are going to service a residential split system providing comfort air conditioning. You would expect to find what type of refrigerant? R22. Question 19. The state of the refrigerant leaving the receiver of a refrigeration system is high pressure liquid. Question 20. The reciprocating compressor should not be energized when the discharge service valve is closed. Question 21. Which of the following is an indicator of a leak in a high pressure system? Excessive superheat. Question 22. The evaporation temperature of R134A at 0 PSIG is minus 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Question 23. Every refrigerating system shall be protected by a pressure relief device. Question 24. An operating unit that has a receiver or storage tank requires refrigerant system service. When servicing the unit, refrigerant should be recovered in the receiver. Question 25. Refrigerant should be removed from the condenser outlet when the condenser is below the receiver.